Om Shanti, good morning. Today 25th September 2018, today's magic of blessing is, may you be a number one elevated Brahmin soul who keeps your body clean by considering it to be the temple of the soul. May you be a number one elevated Brahmin soul who keeps your body clean by considering it to be the temple of the soul. Explanation. You Brahmin souls are the number one elevated souls in the whole cycle. You are as valuable as diamonds. Whilst keeping this in your awareness, consider your body to be a temple of the soul and keep it clean. When an idol is elevated, its temple is then also just as elevated. You are trustees of your bodies in the form of the temple, and this trusteeship naturally brings cleanliness and purity. By using this method, your purity of the body always gives the experience of spiritual fragrance. So Baba has today said that we are the number one elevated Brahmin souls in the whole cycle, and we are so valuable as diamonds. And Baba has said, keeping this in our awareness and considering our body to be the temple of our soul, we should keep it clean. Here Baba has insisted on keeping the body clean, because as we are so valuable as diamond. Same like when we see the temples, daily when they do pujas for the idols, daily they keep cleaning that room. They say it as agrahara. Which the idols, the room, they say. Like I remember, I have one of my friend, her father is working in one big temple's Devastan. So there, we all know that Kartik, he is there, and for that daily so many pujas it will go. Every time before the puja they used to keep clean that room. Before every puja they used to do, because they consider it's like a practice there. So when they are doing in a temple like that, and how the environment is there in the temple, we won't get any bad smell there. It's everything clean, and they keep incense sticks for good smell. So many care they are taking to keep a temple area very pleasant, so that cause when people they are coming for devotion, by seeing the whether they are not they may not realize the original feeling or the vibration of the area, but by seeing that cleanliness they feel inside some peace. So only by the external cleanliness it's making a person to feel peaceful and good from inside. So, and we are the elevated Brahmin souls in the whole cycle. We should also keep our body clean. So what is the method to keep the body clean? In other terms, we can say it as like a personal hygiene. Personal hygiene is very important, because personal hygiene and cleanliness, two words are there, but both are not same. Keeping the area clean is different. Keeping ourselves and the area hygiene is different. Because cleaning is a process we are using to achieve the task of hygiene. By cleaning the area, because why we are cleaning? To keep it hygiene, we are cleaning. So cleanliness and hygiene both are not same. Both are different. And personal hygiene, it has so many components. Like when we see our body, what are all the things we should take care for hygiene? First thing, if we see from top to toe, head to toe, if we see, first thing is the hair hygiene. We should take care of that. Because even our scalp has sweat glands. So when we sweat and we are applying oil, these all things, so it gets accumulate. And also it forms the dandruff.
If someone don't have hair, then
It's good. It's a plus point if someone doesn't have hair. But still they sweat. It doesn't mean that only hair, people who have hair will develop this dandruff. Even people, they don't have hair also, but even the scalp will sweat. Because in our body, there are more than 2 million sweat glands. It keeps secreting. So we should make sure that we are cleaning. And our skin creates dead cells. So we should not allow them to get accumulate. So hair care is very important. Then we come down face. Face is also very important. In face we have so many things. Eye, nose, oral, mouth, ear. Each and every part we should take care. Eye also keeps secreting a secretion to keep our eyes lubricant. And early morning when we get up, we can notice some collections are there. So we should clean that. Otherwise, if you are not cleaning, there is a chance of conjunctivitis. So this is how we should keep the eye care. Even the nose also, we should irrigate with good water and we should keep cleaning. Otherwise, it smells. And oral care is very important because in our body, mouth is the area which has so much of bacteria. So, and if we are not taking care of that, if we are not cleaning, bad odor comes. We might have noticed in some people when we communicate with them, we will get the bad odor. And a Brahmin soul won't have such things. So we should make sure of that. So we should brush twice a day and make sure that you are taking good water intake so that this, because the saliva, when it's collected, gives a bad odor. So we should, if our water intake is more, this odor doesn't come. So we should take care of that. And ear. Ears also, like people usually they think that ear has will accumulate wax and only cleaning wax is ear hygiene. But the thing is the ear lobes also will collect the dirt. So every time after bathing, so we should clean with the towel the ear lobes also. So the face also we should take care. And we coming down the whole body, the skin. Skin care is also very important. Because skin all over the body we have sweat glands and it keeps secreting the sweat. And when we go out walking, the areas which is not covered with the cloths, it gets the dirt also. So both will combine and it gets accumulated in the skin. So some people, some Brahmins also have noticed, they'll take a bath only once in the day. And some has told that in Srimad it's not there that we should not take twice bath a day. But we know that taking bathing it's up to our, like whenever we are using the toilet or whenever we are getting sweat, we have to take bath. We should make sure that there is no bad odor in our body. And taking care of the nails. Nails in hands and also the toes. There are also so many bacteria that get accumulated. We should trim the nails, not like growing more and shaping it. We should make sure it should be very short and it should not be sharp also. So this is nail beds. Nails also we should take care. A Brahmin soul won't have sharp designed nails. And because it's nowadays it's becoming a fashion, like nail polish, many things they are doing. And next thing is we should take care of the feet. Feet is also important. We are walking here and there. We are thinking just wearing the slipper it's safe to leg, feet. No, but still the dirts are getting accumulated between the toes. We should clean that. In a day at least twice we should clean that. Then only there is less chance or we can keep oneself from the illness. Because why we need this personal hygiene? To keep us oneself from the infections, illness, unnecessary things. And also Baba has said, and so many, one more conversation is also there. Some ask question that whether a Brahmin soul, like we can use perfumes or not. The thing is, we can use, because whenever we are going to attend a conference or when we are going to attend a meeting with a non-BKs, we should go in a presentable way. The thing is, we should not have any bad odor. Of course, with the whole day we are doing service, we all sweat, the body sweats. I have noticed from some the bad odors also come. But when we go, we should go in a presentable way, pleasant way. For that, we can use perfume, but it should not be so much strong smell, mild smell. That behind the intention should not be, we should not go crazy about that. People will be so crazy about using the perfumes, like on powders, creams, anything. Of course, use it, but not without the craziness. They want to try each and every smell. They want sandal, that, this thing, I want to try this, this. That craziness should not be there. We are using just to be presentable and pleasant. So that people who are seeing from outside, they should not think that, see, so they, these people are maintaining purity, but they are not maintaining the personal hygiene. This command should not come. So for a good presentable way, pleasant way, we can use it. Perfumes and this thing. And another thing is clean cloth. Clean cloth is also a good hygiene, and that is also keeps cleanliness. The thing is, people think that I have used this dress for a short period only. Just I have worn this dress for 2 hours, 4 hours, 3 hours only. So I can wear it again. But of course, that 3 hours, 4 hours also, the dress will take our body's sweat, everything also. That also smells. People will keep hang it on the hanger and they will use it on the next day. This is also not good hygiene. This is also, Brahmin souls won't do like this. Because in the temple also, every time when they are doing puja for the idol, they keep changing the dress. They won't wear the same thing. They keep washing, they keep maintains a lot. So when they are doing for an idol, what can't we do for us? So this is also very important. And why we should keep our body clean? This temple, when we keep this outside, externally when we are clean, internally we get some confidence and we get that comfort, confidence and comfort we have, and one pleasant feeling we have. So this is the way to keep ourselves clean externally. And internally how we should keep our temple clean, that is this body, by maintaining the good health and diet. Diet and the health, like exercising. Exercise we have to do to maintain our physical strength, pranayama, these all, of course, it's necessary in this present world. Earlier they were not doing, but now in the present situation, of course, we all have to do this minimal amount of exercise, because exercise and this pranayama helps our body systems to function properly. We can't ignore or neglect these things. We have to do that on a regular basis, not like 1 hour you have to go for a walk for 1 hour, this thing. At least minimum of 20 minutes is necessary for this body, for this temple. And second thing is, when we come to the diet, food, Baba has given us a Srimad to have sattvic food. Sattvic food, people think that the food which is prepared in the pure vibration or the good wishes, pure feelings. Not only that, we have to eat only the fresh food. For example, people, some Brahmin souls, they are more crazy about pickle. Pickle, of course, we can have, it's good, but any stored food. See, if we are getting fruit, we are having that. The fruit is fresh. Until we are not cutting it or opening it, that fruit is fresh. Whenever we are eating it, it's a fresh food. The raw vegetables, when we are having that, it is a fresh food. Whichever the thing, cooked one we are having, after cooking, like morning food, it will remain. Afternoon or till night, they will like some paneer will be there, they will store it in the fridge, the next day also they will heat and they will have. The food material, this is all the natural things. It has the tendency to absorb the vibration. So it keeps absorbing the surrounding vibration. Maybe while when we cooking, we would have prepared with a good vibration, but as we are storing, the vibration changes. The food keeps absorbing the surrounding vibration. The vibration in the food may stay for maximum 3 to 4 hours. After that, slowly it goes. Within that, we should have stored food. Of course, it will have the other negative vibrations also. So this also very important, because sattvic food is there, fresh, freshly prepared, and it should be prepared with pure vibration. This is sattvic. We should make sure that we are having the fresh food. So always it's good to have the natural instead of going for cooked, having fruits, raw, yes, fresh pickles. Yeah, pickles also we can have, prepare it little amount and finish it that time only. Because this is a practice, even in our home also we don't have pickle. Have it in small quantity, because in our home also we prepare, but we never store it. We'll prepare it little amount, that time only we will finish it. We won't even store it for the next meal also. So some foods are there, we should take care of that also internally. So health, diet and the exercise. So this is external and internal. And when coming to the next step, how spiritually we should keep our temple clean. Because we all know that this body is made up of the five elements. So Baba has given us the title and Baba has given us the blessing also to be the master of the nature. Prakriti Malik. So this is our responsibility to give sakash to our body daily, giving pure vibration to this body. And we should create pure vibrations to our body. Like if someone is having any health issues, they keep overthinking about that. I have got this problem, in future this may come, that may come. This itself we are spreading a negative vibrations to our body. Always we should keep a positive thought. Of course we will get health issues. It doesn't mean that nobody will get health issues. Everybody will get. But instead of getting into overthinking about that, give a positive vibration to that. Because we are giving daily vibrations, pure vibrations to the nature. Of course this body is also a nature, so we should give pure vibration. This is how we can clean the our body, being in that title, master of nature. So by keeping this temple clean, we will get a spiritual fragrance, experience of spiritual fragrance. So Baba has said, you are trustees of your bodies in the form of the temple. Trusteeship already I think we have discussed in some other class. Because trustees of the temple, of course they have so much role. Mainly it was created by Mahatma Gandhi. Gandhism they will tell. So socio-economically he has created, because the earlier time trustee means the people who have so much wealth. They should take care of the poor people. So in that basis the trusteeship, so many trust and all was created. Even for the temple, how the trustees they work, they take care of the functions. When any melas or big festivals, anything is coming, they make sure that when the crowds are accumulating, they will take care of the pujas also, crowds also, people's necessary, and the area to be clean, surrounding area, not only the temple, the surrounding 1 kilometer to 2 kilometers also, they will make sure that it's very clean. So the trustees will see in a broad way. Same like that Baba has said, this trusteeship naturally brings cleanliness and purity. So when we are trustee of this body, we should also follow this basic cleanliness and personal hygiene. By using this method, your purity of the body always gives the experience of spiritual fragrance. So today's blessing is, may you be a number one elevated Brahmin soul who keeps your body clean by considering it to be the temple of the soul. Om Shanti.